I forgot all about the trip to Iowa. Did you understand what Esther told you? Somebody almost died on the plane. And you look back and you saw Esther and Minda kept that guy alive until we landed. Heroines. We left LAX the afternoon of February 13th, and after a stop in Newark, New Jersey, did not arrive in Tel Aviv until the following afternoon on the 14th of February. By the time we got our luggage, boarded the bus, and were on our way to our hotel in Tiberias, which was, I don't know, over an hour away by bus, night had fallen, and many of us had fallen asleep. The first thing I did in the morning when I got up was to open the curtain and behold, it's so moving to me still, the Sea of Galilee was at my feet. It was amazing. The Sea of Galilee, where Jesus performed miracles and spoke to hordes of people, multiplied loaves and fishes and walked on water. And we were here in that very place. That was also a bit of a miracle. We did so much. The last 2 days we were in Israel, we had a dinner with a Jewish family and a light show on the sides of the buildings, and which required darkness, of course. And both of those, the dinner and the light show, my roommate, Lori Clausen, who's visiting her parents in New Jersey and couldn't be here, we had a hard time staying awake. We thought we were going to fall off of our chairs. And the people whose homes we were having dinner in, while they were pouring wine or serving something, were sitting there going. While we were on the fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, and actually, they showed you like this little bay, and that Jesus preached from the boat to the people on the land, and that was what they did when they did the multiplying of the loaves and the fishes. And they stopped and sort of went around the area where Jesus walked on water. I can't even tell you how moving it is. And while we were on the boat, I heard some music starting. And people started singing. And then everybody was dancing. It was the funniest thing. We were on this fishing boat on the floor of the fishing boat, open air, and everybody was dancing. It was really fun. They were singing Chris Tomlin's Amazing Grace and My Chains Are Gone and Lord Lift Your Name on High. Is that right, Pastor? Yeah, it was very moving. There was one other thing. Oh, Tiberias, the place where we stayed the first two nights we were there, was truly amazing to be there because it was a Roman town at the time that Jesus was living right in that area. And the Romans had built an awful lot of stuff around us. And so it was like somebody plunked you back into another century. And it even looked like it was from the other century. So it was all very amazing. Thank you very much.